are times when everything can change in your life. I remember hearing Barry Bennett teach a message about when God is here and you are there. This is one of those times. Whatever you need, grab hold of it. You know, the anointing is all inclusive. It doesn't matter what you need personally from God, and those who are watching, it doesn't matter what it is. The anointing is such to take care of you, to take care of what's going on in your life. Don't miss what God has here by not being available. Whatever you do, grab hold of what God is attempting to do in your personal life right now. Look at the person sitting next to you and say, excuse me, I'm going to be alone with God for a second. Go ahead and elbow somebody and say, excuse me, I'll get with you after service. God has something for me right now. You know, Word Life Church was founded in order to allow the Word of God to live through believing believers. It's not about the word we hear. It's about the word we believe, we know, and we allow to flow through us. We need to be the word. We need to be the result of the word of God manifesting in our lives. I declare that there will be more salvations, more people filled with the Spirit of God, more people delivered, more healings. I believe that limbs will grow back. I believe that things that have haunted people for years will fall off them because of the presence of Almighty God. I believe it with everything that's in me. I know the Spirit of God has been made available for you and I to flow in the anointing to such a degree that every place our feet tread, we take it for the kingdom of God. Amen? Thank you, Lord. I'm trying to start the message. Thank you, Lord. Revelations, impartations, and manifestations in our midst. In this series, we are going to learn about how to live drama-free lives. Anybody in for that? Who wants to live a drama-free life? In this series, we're going to learn how to get our joy back. In this series, we're going to learn how to tune in to what God is saying. We're going to learn how to defeat anxiety and stress. And we're going to learn how to receive God's best. And all of that is going to be covered in the abundant life. Let's read our foundation scripture. It should be on the screen. It will be on the screen shortly. I want us to read this together. Ready? Read. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. This series is entitled Abundant Life. A life that is full. Last week we said abundant life is a life that is full of true peace. I said true peace does not come as a result of eliminating sorrows and disappointments. It comes as a result of an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. I said that Jesus is where anxiety ends and peace begins. I made the statement that when life lets us win, when life lets us down, Jesus lifts us up. We said that abundant life has vision. Abundant life is tied to hope that keeps you and I looking up to who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We read Jeremiah 29:11. We saw that hope is belief that the future is better than what I'm going through right now. You know what that's hope? If you understand that what you're going through is not too much for God. Whatever you're going through is no match for the power of the living God. And knowing and understanding that allows us to continue to have hope and not be discouraged or depressed or full with anxiety or worry. Knowing whose you are will allow you to keep looking up. Somebody say, look up. We looked at Hebrews 10:23. I said that your future is as bright as the promises of God. Also said that any area of your life that doesn't glisten with hope is an area that's simply full of deception. If there is something going on in your life that's not full of hope, that means deception has crept in. Don't ever believe any conclusion that excludes hope. Amen? And lastly, I said your vision determines your direction. Today's subtitle is Be Transformed. Be transformed. That means we have something to do with that. We have to choose. We have to choose to be transformed. Abundant life is a result of our choosing transformation. We must move from information to transformation. We get good. We are in an information era, true or not true. We can tap into anything, anytime. We need to move, as the body of Christ, it's time to move from information and begin to walk in transformation. God's intent for us is to be transformed into the image of his son. We must go from being informed believers to being transformed believers. Our abundant life requires courage to let go and let God. It's going to require you and I getting rid of something that we've allowed ourselves to be attached to. In order to be transformed, if you consider this thought, if you want to be transformed and you're not transformed now, it could mean letting go of something that we've held dear. The abundant life requires you and I to hear truth and respond. Look at somebody and say, prepare to respond. Prepare to respond. Here's the deal. You can't do it on your own. You cannot do it on your own. Stop lying to yourself. You can't do it on your own. You will find yourself caught up in another vicious cycle. You can't do it by yourself. It is not in us, family, to deliver ourselves. It's not in us to cause transformation to take place. Transformation can only come from God. It's the only way. It's time to realize this truth. We can't do it without him. It's time to stop, break the cycle, and be transformed. Let's go to Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. Where you guys going? Somebody say this. Say, Holy Spirit, show me what I've never seen. I expect to receive from you supernatural insight today. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. This is the Passion Translation. You know, I'm not going to let you off the hook. We're going to read it together. Ready? Read. Beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies? I encourage you to surrender yourselves to God and be his sacred living sacrifices, and live in holiness, experiencing all that delights whose heart? Whose heart? His heart. Read on. For this becomes your genuine expression of worship. Hallelujah. Transformation requires you and I yielding. Surrender to God and live in holiness. Here's the thing. Holiness is not you and I trying to do something on the outside. Holiness can only be the result of surrendering to God. When we choose to surrender to God, holiness is the result. Holiness never comes by you and I doing something. It comes from you and I saying, Lord, I can't do nothing. I'm going to surrender to you. I need you, Lord. I yield. I humble myself before you. The moment we do that, guess what? We're holy. He takes it from there. In order to be transformed, you and I must stop imitating the ideas and the opinions of the culture around us. There is no way to be surrendered to God and to imitate the culture around us. Can we settle that? The world does not have what we need. In order to be transformed, we must stop imitating the ideas and the opinions of the culture around us. Notice, inwardly, the Word of God said, be inwardly transformed. Inwardly transformed. Can you control what goes on the inside of you? No. Family, our access is always eternal. Our access is always on the outside. What we have control over is you and I doing stuff on the outside. It's not about what's out there. It's about what happens on the inside. To be inwardly transformed. That's God's. That is God's and God's alone. All you and I are ever capable of is the natural realm. Anything supernatural, anything eternal is because of God. The easiest way for you and I to remain in the natural realm is to avoid worship. If you ever want to avoid the supernatural, commit to avoiding worship. I encourage you from this moment forward to worship God with all you have, because that is His. Do you understand that, family? We worship God for Him. We worship God for Him in order to impact them. Yes. Amen. Did you notice the symbol of the cross? Yes. We worship Him in order to impact them. Yes. If we don't do this, forget about impacting anybody. We can forget about being effective if we don't get used to locking in and worshiping Him. Listen, let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. Where are you guys going? Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. Our only chance, family, is in His might. Our only opportunity to succeed and live the abundant life is in Him, with Him, by His might. Let's read this together. Ready? Read. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. In the power of His might. Listen, family, whatever you do, get rid of stinking thinking as if you and I can do it alone. Our success is tied to His might. Read on. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this darkness age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenlies, in the heavenly places. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. You and I will never be effective targeting flesh and blood, because that's not where the battle is even at. The battle is not even with flesh and blood. And if we get it twisted and we tie ourselves to fighting flesh and blood, we lose every single time. We are not victorious at all fighting the wrong fight. Somebody say amen to that. Here's the other thing. The best we can do is fight flesh and blood. The best we have is the natural realm fighting flesh and blood. However, when we depend on His might, when we take up the weapons that He gave us, now we're effective and principalities are bowing down in the name of Jesus. We begin to take territories and regions for the kingdom of God when we fight according to the tools that we've been given. You and I are never able to do it on our own. The Holy Spirit desires to work through us. Let Him. Look at your neighbor and say, let Him. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verses 28. We'll look at verses 28 and 29. Y'all already know we're going to read it out loud, so you might as well get ready. It'll be on the screen. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. Let's pause for a second. Does this work for those who do not love God? Let's settle that. It goes on to give us more details about who this is talking to. It says, to those who are called according to His purpose. Does this work for those who are not called according to His purpose? No. That's important. That is so critical to identify, because people will take this scripture and slap it on their own lives and say, all things work to my good. In fact, it's been taught, it's been said that it doesn't matter what goes on. God meant it to go on. It's going to work to my good anyway. That can't be true. Because He identified who He was talking about. Those who love God and those who are called according to His purpose is who this is talking about. It goes on to say, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. That is God's intent for each and every one of us, to be conformed to the image of His Son. Every time you and I are conformed to the image of His Son, we begin to flow and operate in the abundant life. When you and I yield, submit, and be transformed, we begin to function and flow in the abundant life. This verse is so powerful. It has a wonderful promise. It's just been misunderstood by so many people. It is not saying that everything that happens to us is from God and God uses it. We have a real enemy of our soul who is looking to knock our heads off. He's looking for opportunities to steal, kill, and destroy. And sometimes, a lot of times, we miss God, the enemy gets in, The enemy does something to us, and we say, well, God must have meant for this to happen. And that is a lie. That is not true. You know, right, the reason why that's so dangerous? The reason why that's so dangerous is if we begin to blame God for what the devil is doing, we never take the devil on. We never begin to resist like James 4:7 says. We never begin to submit to God. We never place a demand on the power of God. We never use our rightful authority and cause the devil to flee. And the devil will have the opportunity to hang out, be a part of lies, cause strife, cause confusion and tension, and then begin to steal, kill, and destroy. We look at God like, what are you doing? And God's saying, what are you doing? He's already given you the authority. He's already given you the plan to succeed. Don't allow the enemy to get off scot-free. In fact, when he's found out, he owes you. When you find a thief, the thief owes you. You can begin to place a demand on the word of God, which is powerful, way more powerful than the enemy, and you can make him pay for it. Make him pay it back, and then some. It's so very important, family. This scripture does not say that everything that comes our way is from God. No one understands that. The false teachings that nothing happens to us but what God wants to happen is not true. There's a scripture that says that, where is that scripture? 2 Peter, I believe. You guys pull up 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. This is God's word. This is God's desire. This is God's intent. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Is that happening in everyone's life? Is that happening? Do you guys know anyone who has perished? Do you guys know anyone who has not come to repentance? Raise your hand if you know someone who has perished or is perishing who has not come to repentance. And we see right here that God's will is that all, God's will is still subject to our obedience. Family, that is so critical to know and understand. Don't ever say, if it happened, God must have meant for it to happen. That is not true. That is an absolute lie that the devil can exploit in our lives if we're not mindful of that. I love to make it plain. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil. Because the word of God says that God has no bad in him. You realize all that God has for you is love? He's not evil a little bit. All he has for you is love. So if we're receiving something that's not love, can it possibly be God? I need more people to say, no. See, we'll start all over if we need to, because this is very, very critical. This has to be our foundation, because if we miss this, the devil will have access uninterrupted. And God gave us authority to combat that knucklehead. So very important. Yes, sir. You know, as we go through this series, I want you to begin to decree and declare what you want to see in your life. begin to be very intentional about decreeing and declaring what you want to see manifest in your life. Because the abundant life is a promise. Not a promise from a neighbor, an old friend, an old girlfriend, old boyfriend, a rich uncle somewhere. The abundant life is a promise from God Almighty. In fact, you are the only one that can hinder the abundant life from flowing in your life. When we know and understand this, we will treat it differently. So very important that we settle that. Family, settle that in your hearts. Look at somebody and say, I am supposed to live the abundant life. I am supposed to live. Those of you who are watching online, I'm agreeing with you. I'm supposed to live the abundant life. How are we transformed? Our subtitle is Be Transformed. Let's look at how do we do that. Let's go to our application. How are we transformed? Anybody interested in being transformed? And transform into what? Living and walking in the abundant life. Amen. How do we do this? First and foremost, by connecting to his purpose. Let's go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. Family, be intentional. Connect to his purpose. You are an extension of Jesus. You have been called to continue the work of the Messiah. His mission, his purpose needs to be yours. Amen? It says, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. Listen closely. This is the answer to why the Son of Man came. What's it say? That he might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Destroy. Not bind temporarily. Destroy the works of the devil. You are called to destroy the works of the devil. Your purpose, God's plan in your life, is to destroy the works of the devil. First and foremost, commit to connecting to his purpose. The purpose for Jesus coming to the earth is your purpose for being on the earth. Amen? Our goal must be the same. Number two says what? This is how we are transformed. Begin to walk in your dominion. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 says, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion. You are not called to be in bondage to anything. You are called, you are designed to walk in dominion. Because of God's image and because of God's likeness, abundant life has been bought and paid for you. Begin to walk in it. The prerequisites to an abundant life is conforming to the image and likeness of Jesus. And you can do that. You can do that by yielding, surrendering, and submitting to him. The end result. See, that's the thing. You're not going to lose nothing. You are not going to lack for anything by yielding and submitting to his plan. In fact, what you're going to gain is his likeness, his image, and his dominion. So very important. You don't, listen to me. You don't have to compromise. You don't have to settle. You don't have to do without. Dominion belongs to you. Look at somebody and say, dominion belongs to you. Dominion belongs to you. Somebody shout, because dominion belongs to you. Hallelujah. Dominion belongs to me. Number three says what? Continue in the Word. Family transformation does not happen automatically. Even though at new birth, each of us has been made the righteousness of God, the Apostle Paul still prayed for born-again believers that Christ be formed in them. Proof text of that is Galatians 4:9. The reason why he prayed that Christ be formed in them is because it takes our part. We have to yield. We have to surrender. We have to continue. John 8:31-32 says, continue. It's the continuing in the word that makes us disciples. When you and I choose to continue, when you and I choose to hold our course, that's when discipleship becomes the result. Number four says what? Choose forgiveness. It prevents the enemy from having constant entry point in our lives. Dear God, you know, the misunderstanding is if we hold on to it, we choose not to forgive, we're doing something to them. And the opposite is true. We're doing something to us. Forgiveness is for the forgiver. It's the pathway to freedom. If you want to be free, in fact, if you've battled with sickness for years and years, the first thing I would say is there anybody in your life that you need to forgive? I would be as bold as to say, check yourself out. Is there somebody in your past that you have aught against? Are you holding on to something? Forgiveness is for the forgiver. Forgiveness is acting like Jesus. You realize that? The life that Jesus modeled for us was forgive them, for they know not what they do. The last thing he modeled for us, family, was forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they were completely wrong. He was completely innocent. And he still said, forgive them. He chose freedom. He chose to be an example for us. You know, we want to do miracles like Jesus. We better get good at forgiving like Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Never mind walking on water. Forgive those who have wrongfully done you. Forget about raising the dead. Forgive those who have wrongfully accused you. I know I get too many amens on that one. Deciding to live a life of forgiveness secures a heart of flesh. When you and I say, you know what, I don't care. I'm going to live a drama-free life. I'm going to choose to forgive them no matter what they do because I want my heart to be pure. I want my heart to be receiving. No one hurts worse than the person who hardens their own heart. I'll never forget my best friend for years, grew up with them, for years, was mad at me. He was mad at me for 5 years before I knew why. I didn't know what was going on. And you should have seen him. It was like he walked through a time machine. I mean, he had ulcers. I saw unforgiveness take my childhood friend and just wring him out. And I'm going around Bible school. I'm living life, doing what I do, raising the kids. And come to find out, he was offended that I didn't make him my son's godfather. I had no idea. I was living life, and he was holding on, and it was making him sick. And I didn't even know. Forgiveness is for the forgiver. Number five says what? Commit to the process. Jesus prepared 30 years for 3 years of ministry. We get upset. We got to wait 3 weeks. They ain't going to use me yet. I've been here for 3 weeks and 2 days. Trust the process. Commit to the process. Preparation time is never wasted. Never. Only a strong root system can sustain a powerful life. Raise your hand if you want a powerful life. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me, family. Only a strong root system can sustain a powerful life. You and I, we need to choose to be rooted and grounded in love. Amen? That's a choice. We have to choose that. You guys get anything out of the word today? We have to choose that. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your holy written word. Thank you for grace deposits and truth impartations. Thank you for the opportunity to be transformed. Thank you for the opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters, and I thank you for hearing my prayers. I know that you have separated them for such a time as this. I know that you have called them. I know that there are assignments that are being stirred up even now. I know that every one of us was created by you, fashioned for a specific purpose. I believe that every gift and every talent is being brought forth now for the purpose of the Father. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. Thank you for revealing Jesus as he is. Thank you for your anointing moving in our midst even now. Thank you for those who are watching online. It is such an awesome thing to know that there is no time or space in the spirit realm. The same anointing that is in the house is available to touch your lives wherever you're watching, whenever you're watching. Begin to believe God for the abundant life to show up like never before. You expect true peace. You expect supernatural insight, wisdom, revelation. You expect the manifestations of the power of God in your life. God bless you. We love you. It's been an awesome privilege to worship God with you. Those of you who are in-house, as those who are online are being dismissed, if you have a prayer need, prayer team, begin to move now. Let's pray for any needs. If anybody has a need in the house, we want to pray and agree with you. We want you to have the opportunity for someone to touch and agree with you. You know, if you have never prayed in other tongues, if you've never been spirit-filled with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, begin, desire that, and come and receive. You know, we believe that it's necessary in order to live a victorious life, to be spirit-filled. We believe it is absolutely necessary in order to live a victorious Christian life. If you need healing in your body, come and be made whole. Come and receive healing. If something that was said just quickened your spirit, if you want to know how to step into the abundant life, you just want someone to agree with you, come forward and let's pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. If you know how to pray in the Holy Spirit, begin to pray in other tongues. If you have a need, we're here for you. It will be our honor to pray and agree with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Lord, for healing, touching, ministry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that we can't do it on our own. We need the inward transformation. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Peace is available. Rest is available. There's somebody who is struggling with anxiety, pressure. I heard the Lord say, peace is available. Come to me, and I'll give you peace. Come to me, and I'll show you how to rest. Give it to me. I died on your behalf. Allow me to show you my goodness. God is still good. Someone was just questioning God's goodness this week. God is still good. There's someone who's here who your fire has gone out. And you've been wondering what to do. Like, how do I get it back? How do I get it back? The Lord is saying to you, come to me. You're trying to do it on your own. Everything you've tried to this point, everything you've tried the last couple years has been all you. It's my turn. Let me show you my love. Let me demonstrate my power. Who is that? There's someone who's been trying to do it on their own. God says, let them. Let them show you his goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Keep praying in the Spirit, saints. Keep praying in the Spirit. Mekikara maro sora ver kas gebroto skune medakane ere tele kido vo sombra mai te paeriki. E masino ro sora bada grasa re bekeno onde apokur ki satansi. Ori ana mang de bro poste ve disti grana mate re vete voto sobre. O kana manengre vo sombrande ti sitara kaye vo. O hundi ramada vidi si shatara da bokore. Remana monde livi si to shora bata scandete si kete di non. O raban in ne ito roshon shabraska tisi shituko loro da live sito. Eri anamana de revine. Okra an evevisti to roshora shapata sande de kia. You've confessed you're tired, worn out. You don't know what to do. Here I am, making myself available to you. I've called. You've heard my cry. But you've been busy pushing forward, chasing another why. I've reached out. I've spoken to my servant today to speak to you specifically, to make the decision to step out once and for all, to cast the cares, to step over, to step into what I've called you to do, who I've called you to be. Will you respond? Will you listen to me? Will you choose me over comfort, care, Will you step out? Will you obey?